This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we are delighted you're in class today. In class, 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We have a listen line if you'd like to listen as you travel. 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, Captain John. Captain John, we've had some interesting weather. Over the last several days, we had an ice storm, a third of an inch of rain, 31 degrees. The rain froze on the tree limbs, the pine needles, the evergreen needles, power lines, fence lines, caused our electric fence tape to sag down to the ground, short out. The cows were really hungry, looking for greener pastures, none to be had. And it was a full-time job keeping the cows home. They ate 5,000 pounds of hay a day during the ice storm, and then the ice melted. And what we had was no place for the water to go. And so as it melted, it ran downhill, found one of our bridges that we made with a culvert, 18-inch culvert, piled rock and dirt on top of it so we could get across the stream to the creek. And I have a feeling that when I go out this afternoon, I won't be seeing our culvert and our bridge. I think it's going to be downstream. So when you have this freezing rain and it freezes on the ground and there's no place for the water to go, it runs downhill. So a little bit of water can do a lot of damage. And I've got mud everywhere. It's a mess, flooding and mud. What's in your neighborhood, John?
I heard parts of the area got at least 4 inches of rain yesterday. There were at least two or three tornado warnings in the area, and we stayed up late just to make sure we didn't need to take cover because the leading edge was kind of on the border of where we are. In fact, we had the sirens go off around us, but it wasn't because of tornadoes. It was because of straight-line winds. And I'm thinking our local cell tower probably took a bit of a hit because we normally have about 4 bars, and now it's kind of bouncing between nothing and 2. So,
makes a lot of sense because when I called you this morning, no answer.
Well, hopefully they'll get that fixed and get back up to the normal amount of radiation they're inflicting on us. But in the meantime, that does make it interesting since that's our primary phone connection.
Well, I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab. Where would you like to start?
Well, I know it was a shock to everybody when we ran out of time last week. And the one I wanted to get to was growth is not a solution. So I want to get to that before we get into today's post. And the title of the article is Why Trump's 4% GDP Will Remain Elusive. And I'm going to throw a little information that's from a different article that I didn't post, also talking about a 4% GDP, which is roughly twice what we've been doing. And in that other article, it talked about if you say that the 18%, the 18 trillion GDP is a good number, which we already know that there's so many adjustments in there that it's a fake number. But if you say that is, and if you have 4% growth that first year, that is a number in the 700 and some billion dollar range, considerably less than $1 trillion. And, taxing just 25% of that's a relatively small amount. But even if you could tax 100% of it, the whole 700 and some billion dollars, that's not even enough to make up for the additional debt that the government's piling on every year. And when you look at what's in this article, lately it's been taking $3 of debt just to get an additional dollar bump in the GDP. So it's saying that if you wanted to expand the economy at a 4% rate, you would end up having to add $2.6 trillion in the coming year to debt just to get that amount of bounce in GDP. So another way of looking at what we've been talking about for years with the financial state of the union. You can't tax your way out. You can't grow your way out. The only thing that we really have a choice of is a nice big collapse and reset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was reading about cash for clunkers over the weekend. One of the administration's many fiascos. And what I learned was that the Obama's cash for clunkers stimulus, which was a bailout for the automobile manufacturers, was an abysmal failure. And what they did was they injected digits into the economy by paying up to $4,500 per clunker that you could use as a trade-in for a new fuel-efficient, smaller vehicle. And the amount of money the government spent, $3 billion, because you're talking about $700 billion, so they spent $3 billion on cash for clunkers. And the net result was by doing that, they reduced the spending on new cars by $3 billion. So it was a net exercise in stupidity. And worse than that, those people who wanted to keep their vehicles and, maybe find a junkyard engine or a junkyard transmission or a junkyard set of seats or something that could be used, these vehicles were destroyed. So then it drove up the price of used parts. How do I know? One of our instructors had a failed engine in a pickup truck, and the family needed an engine. And the engine cost, first of all, it's really hard to find. It was hard to find one with low miles. And it costs way more than it should have. And that's just, one more contribution Barry made to emptying our collective wallets. I can't wait to see him fade off onto the golf course where he can't do too much damage with a golf club and a golf ball. And when you talked about $700 billion, John, you know, Barry and Michelle and the children, they spent about a hundred million, a tenth of a billion on vacations. It's amazing. How do you do that? John, would you be able to do that?
I can't even take a vacation.
Me either. I haven't had one in a long, long time. Can't remember when I had a, what most people would call a vacation. Just go someplace and do nothing. Boy, that sounds painful to me. Absolutely painful. Because how can you not think about all the stuff that's going to be piling up when you get back? What's next, John?
I just want to mention at the top of the list, I have the link for the Hear the Watchman conference. I'm going to be here in Dallas, March 31st to April 2nd. And if you click that link, you'll see all the speakers that are going to be here. It's a fantastic lineup, and you can get your tickets from that link.
And you're working fast and furious.
Oh boy!
To prepare.
You know, there's not enough hours in the day. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And I guess, just dropping down a little bit, we've been talking about a tale of two droughts for some time, and not so much lately. I'm going to stop putting it in the post after all of the weather California received this past week. Northern California is pretty much out of drought. We'll see probably in the next report what Southern California looks like. And it's not that drought is still, it's not the drought's been eliminated, still problems in areas, but it's not as critical as before. And there's a link in the Tale of Two Droughts section that's got before and after pictures of California. This the other way around. We've been showing the ones, this is what it used to be like, and here's what it is with the drought. And this article's, here it was with the drought, and here it is after this round of precipitation. We'll talk about putting the flash and flash flood when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And please click on the news tab and follow along in class today. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Back to you, John.
Well, first up is putting the flash in flash flood. Mm-hmm. And many people may have already seen this. There's been over 20 million views of video. The picture at the top is a still from that video showing water starting to cover the road. And if you scroll down just a little bit, the video's there. It's fairly short. And I watched it, and this guy is just driving along, you know, the highway is wet because of the rain. And then all of a sudden, you get this water, you know, it's not just, you know, a little bit of water starting to cover the road, and then it gets, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper. It's, the water is there, and now it's starting to, you know, eat the road. And the guy starts off and switches to reverse to escape this, and he finally got to a point where he could turn around. And when he does that, you see another car there in the road, and we don't know if that driver made it or not, but it was quite shocking to see just how quickly a lot of water can end up heading your way.
Spent some time in California about 18 months back around 1980, and there was a massive amount of rain, and we had some mudslides, and homes that were built on hills just slid down the hills, literally. They just slid down the hills and were demolished at the bottom. I remember I got a call from Mrs. Finelli, and she said, so how much water can I drive through? And she said the water was up to the bottom of the door on the car. It happened to be an old Porsche 914 at the time. It stood pretty tall. But it's pretty dangerous when you drive through enough water that reaches the wheel bearings of your wheels, because it may not be damaged right then and there, but within a couple of months that water will wreak havoc on the bearings themselves in the race, and you probably have bearing failure. And it's pretty expensive. It used to just be a few dollars. Not anymore. Now they've improved the suspension where you have to have replace hubs with bearings. So instead of just a couple dollars for the bearing in the race, times two for each wheel, you're looking at easily $100 for the part. And then you're looking at labor to install it, and not everybody has all the tools to replace hubs. So, and it's more complicated. Yep, you're absolutely right, John. So this flooding is something to pay attention to. And at the top of the hour news, when we first came on this hour's broadcast, news report was that in Oklahoma, about 80% of this particular area was without what they said was lights, without lights. I think they mean without power, electricity. And without electricity, for many people, if you live in rural America and you have your own well, it means no well water, it means no refrigeration, it means no internet. And for those who rely on these cordless phones that are everywhere, well, the base station probably isn't working, so you probably don't have telephone service. And unless you go out to your car and plug in your cell phone to have your car battery, cigarette lighter, charge your cell phone, you may not have cell service, and as if the tower's working. So electricity is something that we've become very dependent on, and we're susceptible in a big way to the lack of it. Please continue.
Next up is Seeing Guns.
Ah.
New Orleans is looking into cameras that can see guns on you because of the difference in temperature between your body and the temperature of the gun. I guess the good news in this is that it's not suitable for mass surveillance, at least not yet, but they are looking at using it for checkpoints where they can scan people more individually.
Yeah, and John, they already have trucks riding around in New York City that have X-ray devices in them, and they can look inside your vehicle, through your vehicle, right now, riding around in New York City. So, yeah, through your clothing.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Is to look at us, look through our clothing, put their hands down our pants. It just seems to be never ending. And when you walk in stores, they have these systems to determine what you're carrying out with you, and alarms tend to go off, and it's kind of annoying. It's like everybody in the government seems to think that it's their duty, or most people in the government seem to think it's their duty to, if they see something, say something and be on the lookout for all of us bad guys. It's ridiculous.
Well, next up. up. I've got slaves weren't monitored like this.
Yeah.
And, tracking technology has been around for a while. I remember going to an Air Force base, visiting somebody I'd met, and in the building they worked in, they were wearing badges that tracked where they were, so they knew when you went to the bathroom. And this was back in the mid-80s. And companies have been using these types of things. They know where you are anyway. And they've been improved. And they're credit card-sized devices. And now companies are having you use these 24 hours a day. So I guess they think they're Santa Claus. They know when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. They know when you're in proximity to others. They analyze speech patterns. They say that they're not recording the words, just the, I guess you'd say, the metadata of the speech. And if they can do one, you can be sure they have the capability of doing the other, since that can be done without your knowledge by a smartphone. And
did you hear about that story, or did you read that story about that guy who was working at Walmart? And he was on the run for years, and Walmart found him through facial recognition.
I did not see that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks like employers are looking at backgrounds of people, what they do. And you know, with this tracking device that you're talking about, I'm thinking about, okay, so some guy goes into the men's room and another guy goes into the men's room and then they get called into the office one at a time. And I noticed that you've been in the men's room with Bill, and it's happened like 3 times in 2 weeks. You've been in the men's room at the same time. What's up? And not only that, the average amount of time to be in the men's room is, 2.3 minutes, and you were in there 4.7. What's up? I can just see this technology be absolutely intimidating. So then what happens, the next thing is people who have to use the restroom say, no, I'm not going to do it because I don't know. So they just hold it. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. I don't want to work for some company like that. No, I don't want to work for any company, but I certainly would not work for a company like that. But think about those who do and have to, because they have no other choice other than working for an oppressive, invasive, spying company. Wow.
You know, those science fiction movies are getting ready to be here in full force.
Well, okay, so how about the cafeteria, John? Forget the bathroom for now. How about the cafeteria? You know, people tend to spend time and like people like themselves. So I remember when I used to work at the banks and I had lunch in the cafeteria, we'd eat with the same group many days because we liked those guys. And we'd have fun and we'd chat and, we'd talk about how to make the what we do better, more efficient. We talk about company stuff. We talk about outside company stuff. And, we enjoyed each other's company. As a matter of fact, lunch was a highlight of the day because you get to unwind a little bit and spend some time with the guys that you like. Can you imagine this technology in that situation? I see that you've been spending time with Alex and Bob and Joe and Tom, and you seem to all sit at the same table, and you seem to all arrive around the same time within a couple minutes of each other, and you seem to spend 45 minutes together. And what's up with that? Well, you know, the response would be, well, you know, lunchtime starts at 12. so we'll arrive within a few minutes of each other. And heck, we all get in line about, you know, pretty close to each other because we all arrive at the same time. And you guys have been programming us to do that for years. So that's why we do it. That's why we arrive there around the same time every day. And we like each other. So we sit next to each other and enjoy each other's company. But I can just see how this could turn the wrong way. I can just see it. I don't like it. And, you know, John, there were a couple guys who were jailed in and around Lebanon, Missouri, near us, young guys. And they somehow befriended the jailer, who was a female. Next thing you know, they've escaped. And they took off. And by the next day, they were all caught. All of them. How is that possible? Well, it's possible through license plate surveillance. It's possible through facial recognition. It's possible by using a credit card. It's possible by using a cell phone. And we reported that in the high 90% certainty range that within three telephone calls, even if a person has a burner phone, even if a person goes and pays cash anonymously, allegedly anonymously, at some store, the Chinese factory outlet or some other store, get one of these burner phones, power it up, make a call. Within two more calls after that, there's over a 90% chance they know who you are within three phone calls. And, John, I don't remember the exact percentage, but, you know, by using, they know where you stop for gas and when you stop for gas because of our habits. If you stop at the local Conoco station, you know, right after work or right before work, you know, every Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, they can just sit there and wait for you. And sure enough, you'll probably show up. Am I exaggerating, John?
It's been 2 weeks. It's time for you to buy Chinese.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. They know our habits. They know. And there's a television show called Blue Bloods. And I've seen a few episodes of it. And what I'm seeing is abuse of power. That's my take on it. It's abuse of power. However, when the cops abuse their power, and they bash down doors, they monitor cell phone calls, they say, well, you know, they do things that are absolutely against the law, against our constitutional rights. They do it by saying, yeah, but there's a bad guy, and, you know, we think he's a bad guy, and there's a possibility that we can catch him if we just overlook some of people's rights. We'll just bash the door down. It's okay. We'll slap him around. We'll waterboard him in his toilet. You know, that kind of stuff. But it always seems to work out in this television show that in the end, they get the bad guy, or as they would call him, the bad guy, and that these abuses of power, these illegal moves, are justified because they actually catch the bad guy. But how many times do the police keep pushing that line and abuse their power, and people who are not involved in any way, shape, or form get tased, beat up, killed, or have their rights abused or violated? That's the concern, John.
And that's going to keep on going.
Yes, I believe you're right.
And other behavior modification, the next link is that's a stand-up job. A Chinese university is installing urinals for female students in order to save water, and they come with free paper funnels. and I just wonder how long before that gets over here, because in North Texas, you know, we've got a growing population, and getting enough water for that population is a continual planning concern. So any kind of way they can cut back on water usage, don't be surprised is all I can say.
Well, yeah, I mentioned Maryland House. I was stranded there for 2 days. And they, I didn't go into the woman's restroom, but I did go into the men's restroom. And they had urinals along the wall, and they had a lot of them. And they don't use water for flushing. They have this lighter-than-water liquid that floats on top of the urine. So the urine goes under this, and this liquid that looks like water, it's clear, acts as an odor barrier. And so they're not using water at all. But they have to have a mop-up team to mop up the urine on the floor, because these urinals are shaped so that you can't get close enough to not drip on the floor. So it's a health hazard. I talked with Dr. Norman Shealy about this. But yeah, you're right. There is a concern about the wasting and the excessive use of water. And since you've mentioned this topic, John, I'd like to share with our class that how many shower control faucets, if you will, shower controls, do not let you control the amount of water, just the temperature of the water. So it's full on, you just control whether how hot or how cold it is. What a waste of water that is. And what a waste of water these car wash type shower heads are that use, I don't know.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was talking about car wash showers, and what I'm referring to is these showers that people build that have these like sunflower shower heads that use so much hot water. I think that they ought to think a little bit more about the amount of water that they are wasting with that. Here at the farmhouse, we use what I would call a high-pressure shower head. It's like the size of a roll of nickels, a little bit less tall than a roll of nickels, but that's the diameter of it. And it uses very little water, and it kind of almost atomizes the water, and it works really well. And how much do they cost? Oh, about $6 or $7. You can get them on eBay if you want. John, so I was looking at this post that you've linked to about the Chinese university installs urinals for female students to save water, and they come with free paper funnels. Now, in the images I see, I don't see any place to put the used paper funnels. And then they show a picture of a plastic kind of a funnel that will help women urinate while they're standing so they don't get their pants wet. And then, so here, I've just got a couple quick questions, and I guess they're rhetorical questions. One question is, what do you do with the paper funnels, and how much do they cost, and is that actually cost-effective in trying to save anything? Number two, what about the disease potential for the paper funnels, and, you know, if you were, do you bring them with you? And then there's no place for toilet paper, okay? It's really difficult to flush toilet paper down a urinal. So what happens? What are these women doing after they urinate? I mean, I don't mean to be too graphic about this, but I think the concept is flawed. And those who don't want to use paper funnels or disposable ones, they can get the plastic one. So what happens after they urinate? What do they bring it over to the sink and wash it out, or do they just put it in their pocket? What happens? I think this is poorly thought out. Your thoughts, John?
No telling, and I'd be interested to see when they bring that over. Do they offer instruction in English?
poorly thought out. So, of course, the next thing I did was I typed in female urinals, did a search on it, clicked on the images, and there doesn't seem to be any design that looks like it would really work. If they have them, they have the hang on the wall urinal similar to the men's, except they're shaped a little differently, more accommodating for women. But then they would need to slope the floor in the urinal area, and it would need to be a floor that you could hose down, and you'd need to hose it down a lot. No different from men. I mean, I'm not saying that men are a little more equipped to use a urinal without a funnel, but I can see all kinds of problems with this. So maybe the answer is to have toilets that use less water. That would be a pretty good design. What's next, John?
Well, we're going to run out of time for hour one, so let me just describe what's left in the articles. If you have a photograph taken of your palm area, the cameras are so good now that those that want to do bad can take your fingerprints off there and fake them to get into devices that use your fingerprint as security. There's a Gmail phish alert. If you don't see the HTTPS at the beginning of the URL, you may want to be careful. And this is exactly what to look for. And this went through the company where my wife used to work at about a year ago, and the emails are so good. Once a colleague gets infected, you get sent this link, and it looks like a legitimate email. And cop cancer, to me this is old news. Cops' radar guns emit 36 gigahertz frequency radiation that causes testicular cancer.
Yeah, and then the article says, who knew? Really? We knew, and we've been saying it for 5 years. Actually, over 5 years. As long as we've been on the air, we've been saying it. Yeah, and John, when we come back, I'd like to just talk for a couple minutes about these radar guns and my concern and what I do when I'm near a police car. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. You're listening to USAPrepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is the Genesis Communication.